Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Peter of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Peter of Milwaukee?
Good morning, Matt. This is Peter Pekarsky calling from Milwaukee. What's on my mind is fulfilling the promise I made to you and your audience last week. I was on to let you know then that I was seriously considering running for the Senate seat from Wisconsin next year, the U.S. Great. Senate seat. And I'm here today. I told you I'd come back. You asked me to come back. I said I'd come back when I had made a decision. And I have made a decision. And the decision is that I will run for the U.S. Senate seat from Wisconsin in the election next November.
Congratulations. Well, that's a major announcement, and flattered that you did on Devil Radio. Tell me a little bit about the campaign, Peter. You talked a little bit about your background when you said you were considering it.
The campaign, I think there are a whole bundle of issues. I'll just mention a few of them, not necessarily the ones that are going to be the top ones. But first off, everybody in this country should have a basic right to health care. Quality health care for everybody in this country is a basic right. We have the resources to provide it. It should happen. It's a matter of ensuring rights for all Americans. For example, the right to a quality education. That means trying to help out with tuition and doing something, for example, about the student debt, which is overhanging a large number of people who have gone to college already, but are now saddled with debt, which has crippled their ability to do things they'd like to do with the rest of their lives. Like, for example, maybe find the money to buy a house or start a family. That has to be addressed. We all need clean air and water. This Senate seat is the one that was originally held by Gaylord Nelson. He was the founder of Earth Day back in 1970. Attention has to be paid to that. The Department of Natural Resources does a great job throughout the state. That's got to be supported, and a lot of other things. We all have a basic right. Should get nutritious food, which means we've got to protect our farmers, their land, the food supply, and inquire into whether they are being disadvantaged by the middlemen between the farmers who create the food and the people who eat it, whether too much of that food dollar is going to somebody in the middle in an illegal or manner or in violation of the antitrust laws. Everybody's got a right.
Let me just jump in for a second. I think you mentioned when you called in earlier, as you were considering doing this, you have a degree in electrical engineering from MIT, which is pretty impressive. Peter, tell us a little about climate change. In other words, what you would do and how your technical background might give you an edge in understanding and combating climate change.
There are a lot of technical issues. I mean, even analyzing what's going on in terms of the environment, in terms of air temperature, water temperature, how things spread, how the chemicals which suck up ozone, which protects our atmosphere, get put into the environment, alternate ways to perform the functions by the chemicals that have that harmful effect and still get things done, still allow people to live their lives, industry to get things done, to make things, to produce things, which ultimately employ people because they're the ones, at the plants. This small segment of a radio show is perhaps not sufficient, sorry about that, to go into all the technical aspects of what's involved in analyzing what is happening with climate change. But attention has got to be paid to it. We've got to try and do what we can to go to renewable energy. That means wind, that means solar. I mean, driving around the state now in the right places, you can see a lot of windmills. There probably have to be more. There are other ways that we can go to try and go to renewable resources and away from a carbon-based economy.
Peter, tell us if any of our viewers are, or listeners, I should say, are interested in knowing more about you and your platform, when will you have a website up or something they can Google and learn more about you?
I would say within the week. Somebody's working on it now. The campaign formally started on July 1, which happens to be today. So somebody's working on it now. We've got to get have to file today to get a number for the FEC. Couldn't do it. And once we get that number, we should be set to put up a website. So I would say just Google Pekarsky, P-E-C-K-A-R-S-K-Y. And that campaign website, as presently advised, should be up within a matter of days. And there'll be at some point, there'll be a formal big, formal announcement of the campaign, such as people have seen from a number of the other candidates. But today I wanted to let you know the decision has been made. We're going forward with the campaign. And I'm looking
forward. And you know, Peter, there are already six some odd candidates in there, and we do not have ranked choice voting in Wisconsin for the Senate primary. So, and I think you may be familiar with some of the other candidates. Do you have any views on? I assume you're running your own campaign. Do you have any views on how you might differ from the others, or how you might be the best choice to be elected to the Senate?
Yeah, on the one hand, there are a lot of difficult questions which have to be asked. A lot of these are based on science. A lot of them are based on what is going on in foreign and domestic policy with respect to some of the things the United States is doing around the world and how that has impacted on our country and on people we've sent around the world. And it continues to impact to this day and will impact for the rest of their lives. I've got a well-documented history of asking some very difficult questions, whether as a White House correspondent or as a patent lawyer litigating cases. And I bring the scientific background, and that informs the tough questions that have to get asked in the United States Senate and in this campaign right now of the incumbent currently in the office. There are a lot of questions that have to be asked about what he has done and why he has done it to support and enable Donald Trump. You want a technical question, you can go into what he did or has done with respect to COVID and stopping it and trying to protect the people of Wisconsin once he knew what was happening against this virus. For example, there's a scientific background, there's an ability to ask a really tough question, and some really tough questions have got to get asked.
Right. Well, this is great you called in. We're going to be coming up on a break. This is a great segment. Good luck in your campaign. Keep us posted. Call in as and any candidate can whenever you want to unveil an issue. And Peter Pekarsky from Milwaukee has called in before saying he's considering it. Now he is announcing he is going to run. And I expect that he'll be added to the panel of people in the upcoming forums of the other candidates. Peter, thanks very much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. All right, let's just talk briefly about the Senate race. Now you have Peter Pekarsky, who memory serves from last time, electrical engineering degree from MIT. He's a guy who had advised the government in some capacities, but is a patent lawyer, handles patents and trademarks and so on, and has represented people in securities cases who were cheated in the stock market. Has some fresh ideas. It'll be interesting to see him perform. And then we have Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Chair. We have Sarah Godlewski, State Treasurer, Alex Lazary, Bucks Vice President, instrumental in bringing the National Convention to Milwaukee. We have Chris Larson, State Senator from Milwaukee. We have Mandela Barnes, who is thinking of it. We have a woman who's a lawyer, a doctor from the Wausau area, and several others. So it's going to be a great panel, and it's not ranked choice voting. So whoever gets the plurality is going to win, and pay attention. You got to beat Ron Johnson. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.